Na Pestaya Bhutale Simate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Zatane Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Arveta Garadha Shivasadi Go Bhaktavinda He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. I was choosing my subject matter, Utkalika Valari, after going a little back and forth if this would be appropriate. Let me explain. For me, most properly, like for all of you, it was a little unnatural to stay under lockdown for something like 2 years. I'm used to travel and give many lectures and seminars and retreats practically all over the world, but now I could not go. I stayed at home in our little ashram by the lake and produced content, new seminars, new and researched and went deeper. I could not come to Vrindavan, which is a yearly practice for me for 1 year. I had caught COVID during this time, plus no visa would be issued to me. And I yearned to go to Vrindavan. I'm trying to do this now since maybe 30 years I regularly come. It was not possible. Then the year 2021 came, and I knew I somehow must go to Vrindavan, because what I noted is that the new situation of being under lockdown took tolls on me in two ways. My mind and my whole life slowed down more than it is desirable. My health became fragile, more than it is desirable. And I thought I must go to Vrindavan to recharge my batteries, even if I need to go in unconventional ways. It looked impossible for a German passport holder to obtain a visa, but then the devotees in Vrindavan said, for you there is no plan B, you must come to Vrindavan, and they organized a visa which made it possible to go. Now in Vrindavan, while staying in Vrindavan, my dear everyone, my overwhelming experience was that I was in contact with the spiritual world, the timeless reality of Radha and Krishna in the Holy Dharma. And from that perspective, my life in the West, although it is filled with very good things, service from morning till evening, but from that perspective, my life in the West appeared to be like a distant dream, at times not necessary. A distant dream with not necessary phases in it, but phases where I worried, the phases where I, and so on. While in Vrindavan, I read this wonderful book of it's a translation which has the entire Stavamala of Rupa Goswami and the commentaries of Baladev Vidyabhushana in it. And I came in contact with these wonderful prayers of Srila Rupa Goswami, particularly in the Utkalika Valari. And I came in contact with these two feelings which I think every sincere sadhaka has in relationship to Radha and Krishna. One is the feeling of being very disqualified, and the other feeling is the quality that although I'm so disqualified, I cannot help myself from yearning for this. There is verse 31 where Rupa Goswami expresses it so nicely. Padeshinimukha guharvinikshipan jano muhuvana muviputkarotyaso. I'm placing my forefinger into my mouth. This is muchi, the Vaidhi Bhaktis would say. You are not supposed to touch your mouth. But we have here another dimension of bhakti. It's called urdgirna. The feelings are overwhelming, Rupa Goswami. So he says, placing his forefinger into his mouth, this person shouts constantly in this forest, O Lord, O Mistress, for a moment be merciful. Be merciful. May your beauty become visible to my eyes like the distant lightning which comes out from the cloud. So he prays that he said, and he prays these prayers. He wants to see the light from the toenails of the divine couple. And he then asked the question, Oh, Radha, O Krishna, lords of Vrindavan, what sin have I not committed? I have no knowledge. I'm foolish. I'm wicked. I'm stuck in a material body, and the overwhelming influences of this body and mind. But you are made of knowledge and bliss. There cannot be any connection. I know. He may express that comment saying, to enter fire, you first have to become fire. So to come to Radha and Krishna, who are full of knowledge and bliss, you have to shed your material condition first and become qualified. But then he says, but there's one thing which makes me desire this. It is the attractiveness of your ever fresh qualities. And it intoxicates me so that I don't, that I swallow my shame and my fear, that I'm just acting like a drunkard who is just very careless about even his being drunk. He may enter the president's house and may say, Hello, Billy, to Bill Clinton. I understand there's new presidents now. He feels like this. He's maddened. So I have heard about your qualities. They have intoxicated me. So therefore, I can't help myself. And I very much believe that in the tension of feeling disqualified, but still yearning. First-class bhakti is born and grows and becomes strong. Prabhupada was once indicating about this. He said, if in this life we practice devotion to God, then the next life we become an associate of God. We are transferred to his planet, you see? Then he gives an example. He says, an example which highlights that we need to hear about these things. He says, I have a friend, Mr. Cohen, and he went to California. Prabhupada is speaking this while he is in Fiji, the island of Fiji. And he promised me to send a postcard from California, where he told me how California is. And when I read this, what sort of trees are there, I become very much pleased. And I think, I must go there. So he says, we have to hear. Unless we hear what sort of God he is, what sort of God's place it is, what is the mode of life, then we cannot be attracted. We cannot be attracted. At another place, he says, this hearing of Krishna Katha is compulsory. He says, you cannot avoid Krishna Katha. If you avoid yourself, then you're putting yourself in the dangerous cycle of birth and death. So, good. Here I am in Vrindavan. I'm feeling very satisfied in my Krishna consciousness, very enlivened. And I'm thinking the Govardhan online retreat is coming in January. What will I present in the Govardhan online retreat? And I was remembering what my friend Purijam Prabhu once remarked about speaking. He says, speak about that which is in your heart, because that will reach the heart of your listeners. So I have tried to share a little bit my enthusiasm about the spiritual world, the eternal Vrindavan Dham. I wanted to approach this subject through the mode taught by Mahaprabhu, the mode of longing and deep separation, and I found Rupa Goswami's prayers to be in Utkalika Valari, to be like that. I must confess to you, I personally have this, since I have left Vrindavan and I'm back in the West, it's not good to speak about one's personal bhajan in public, so I will only say it not so precise, not so detailed. I like to stay in contact with this prayer and think about the items in the prayer and the course in which the prayer winds and what subjects it covers and so on. And in this way I stay in the Vrindavan spirit. In the same way, I would like to encourage all of you, our dear participants in the Govardhan online retreat, to somehow stay in contact in a small or bigger way, whatever is possible with you, with these divine subjects. I think Burijan's presentation was very relevant for all of us, that like Sanatan Goswami was tested, we are certainly also tested. I think Jagatarini's presentation was very, very wonderful. She somehow speaks very deep subject matters about what it really means to be in Vrindavan. And she followed Srila Prabhupada's glorious example. And Madhavananda Prabhu's presentation, who gave us a such wonderful, let me say, orientation, how we can meditate about Giriraj, where we hold our annual retreats, either in physical retreats or online, like now. That was also very nice, so that we know how to relate to him as a servant, that best of servant of Radha and Krishna. Yes, in this way, something must have stuck in your mind. Maybe it's just a general feeling of connectedness to Vrindavan and Braj Bhakti, the type of Bhakti which is there. Maybe it's concrete points from different lectures. Whatever has stuck in to you, please follow this track. You know, we are often overwhelmed, not just because it's lockdown, but because we are conditioned and live in this material world and have a material body and mind. We are overwhelmed by things which are not so favorable for the awakening of our Krishna consciousness. We need in this time, or in this situation, to follow something that helps us to break through this covering and to be in contact with our true aspirations, with our true selves, and with Radha and Krishna. So I can only say, now comes retreat part 2.